love being backstage during Panto. It's such a giggle. I've got lots and lots of fond memories of having a boogie in the wings with Andy Gray. And there are certain songs that are absolutely triggering now if it comes on the radio, because if you've come to see the show and you've heard Alan Stewart belting out Shut Up and Dance, if every time I hear that on the radio, I don't just hear Alan singing it, I can see Andy dancing down the wing getting ready for his big entrance. Or it could be a scene change. It could be, oh, right, that's my pyro cue. I'm ready. Oh, no, wait, that was 10 years ago, Heather. You don't need to do that anymore. because you do anything depending on your shifts, or if you've put in for holidays, you can do anything from 60 to 80 shows. Sometimes just as many as the cast are doing, and you know it inside and out. But it's a lovely way to spend Christmas and the holidays and New Year. It doesn't feel like work. It really doesn't. Yes, things go wrong occasionally with equipment. That's always going to happen, but to be honest, that keeps it interesting for us. It breaks the Groundhog Day a little bit, but no, we do nights out on a regular basis. There are traditions that we do. We always do Secret Santa. We always have a cast bowling night and crew. So it could be doing a two-show day one day, and then know that night, myself and Grant Stott are going to be throwing some balls down the alley. Do you know what I mean? And you get to know each other. It was also why it was really hard when we lost Andy. But I mean, we all reached out to each other. I don't think some people would believe how incredibly close we all actually are. We lost a member of the family. But in saying that, as a family, we pulled together and have managed to find a way through it. And he'll never be forgotten. He was so special, so special.